This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. New York State is reconsidering its use of capital punishment. The state's highest court found the death penalty law unconstitutional last year. And despite calls from Republican Governor George Pataki, the New York State legislature has been unable so far to compromise on a new law. Some of the legislators who voted for the death penalty in 1995 have now changed their minds, and that could close death row in New York. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
New York State has had a love-hate relationship with the death penalty. In the early half of the 20th century, New York was one of the leading states in putting its own residents to death. Then in the 60s, New York effectively abolished the death penalty, and Democratic governors in the 70s and 80s vetoed any reinstatement. But a decade ago, a little-known politician, George Pataki, used his support of the death penalty to unseat Governor Mario Cuomo, and one of Governor Pataki's first acts was to sign a new capital punishment law.
The citizens of New York State have demanded justice. For 18 years, that public will was thwarted. Justice will now be served.
But over the last 10 years, the service of justice has been slow and expensive. Of the seven defendants sentenced to death, no one has been executed. And the costs spent on the death penalty cases are estimated around $170 million. Then last June, the New York State Court of Appeals ruled that the way in which juries were given instructions on the death penalty was unconstitutional. That left Governor Pataki having to campaign all over again, this time to the legislature to reinstate capital punishment.
I think the death penalty is an important part of a balanced system of criminal justice. I would hope that just as it was an important part of our criminal justice system, that we could have it restored so it continues to be.
But that isn't going to be as easy as passing the law 10 years ago. Democratic Assemblyman Joseph Lentol, who voted for the death penalty in 1995, says New York felt like a different place then.
We had more murders, we had more robberies, we had more violent felonies. And that was the major reason that I always thought that it was justifiable, because there are some crimes that I thought that are just so despicable that only a death sentence would be worthy of that particular act.
Now Lentol is chairman of the Assembly's Codes Committee, which would have to help craft a new death penalty law. And he says he's completely changed his mind on the subject. For him, it was new information about DNA testing and the stories about the wrongly convicted.
I've come around. You can't justify a death penalty, not when innocent people are being convicted. If you execute one innocent person, that's enough for me. I don't want to have that on my conscience.
Several of Lentol's Democratic colleagues in the state legislature have said that they, too, now have doubts about the death penalty, especially now that the state has an option of life without parole. And in a series of public hearings on the issue, some surprising figures stood up to oppose the death penalty. Janice Grieshaber, a victims' rights advocate who worked alongside Governor Pataki to pass tougher sentencing in New York State, broke ranks with him on the issue of capital punishment. Grieshaber's daughter, Jenna, was murdered in 1997, and she says a lifetime in prison is enough for her killer.
Quite frankly, I want my pound of flesh while he's alive on Earth. I want to know that he's suffering. I know because I've been there. I visited. He's in a special housing unit, 23 hours a day. He's in confinement. The only people he sees are the corrections officers who bring him his food. And believe me, there's no love lost there. I want that. I want that for him.
The Republicans in the New York State legislature have been pushing to get the death penalty back on the books. State Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno says that a lower crime rate isn't a reason to abolish the death penalty. It's the reason why the law should be saved.
It was on the books for 8 years. Crime, violent crime, has gone down 41%. Murders have gone down 41%. Without it, the murder rates were up. So we're talking with facts.
On Monday, the Republican-controlled New York State Senate is expected to pass a new death penalty law. But the Democratic-controlled Assembly, the lower house, hasn't decided what to do. If lawmakers there decide to do nothing, a move they can make behind closed doors and caucus meetings, then the death penalty will remain unconstitutional in New York State, without a vote ever being taken. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.